said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior.
A morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determined once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I am Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry.
So Sterling, how are you today?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready for a new month. Last night, I saged my room.
Walk me through it. Why'd you do that?
Here's the thing. Sometimes you have to learn a lesson. And sometimes the lesson is this. You shouldn't date DJs in LA. And sometimes you have to learn that lesson. And I learned that lesson.
I feel like that's a lesson that most people don't have to learn. And they already know that instinctively. So I love that you learned that lesson.
Yeah, it's a tale as old as time. And sometimes you think I'm going to be the exception, but ultimately you're the rule. It's a new month. It's a new month. And I had to kind of rid that energy from my home. Yeah, I don't know. I think bad behavior for September is this. Shout out to the men. You guys are so disappointing. And I feel like I'm hoping in October, you guys can kind of just get it together as a general population.
I love this. I love this manifestation at the top of the show.
I don't know, Blair. Like, I just feel like I've decided for October, this is my goal.
Okay.
My goal is that I think that the only type of people we can have in our life are people that are obsessed with us.
What is your plan of attack for finding people to be obsessed with us? Like, how does one do that?
Huh. Okay, well, see, I'm only at the part of saging. I'm getting rid.
Okay.
So I guess my plan of attack is to get rid. And then I'm hoping with clearing the space,
right,
we'll have room for new clothes in our closet. You know,
small steps, not big leaps.
And then maybe we can go shopping again. You know? That's kind of
weird. Well, if there's anything I've learned from movies, specifically romantic comedies, I feel like a makeover, specifically something that accentuates certain areas of one's body, can really help with the obsession. So whether it's a butt, the front part, or shoes.
An elbow.
Elbow. You know,
the nape of a neck.
Your clavicle bone. Whatever you want to highlight that's going to get those people obsessed, do it.
I know this show is about bad behavior, and I hate to generalize, but I really want to say to the male audience, do better. You could try a little harder. And if you feel like you can't do better, maybe take some time off and go work on yourself.
Well, and for the female listeners, if you could maybe play this for your male friends or your lovers and for your lover's friends, you know, just really help spread awareness.
Yeah. So Blair, do you have anything or any populations you want to shout out for September and talk about their bad behavior now that I've kind of shown a light on the male community?
Well, I will say on my end, there is certain people who are not very good at keeping their requirements, and communication has been a little lax. And that is very frustrating for me because I need the communication. If I ask a question, don't leave me hanging, you know, because like, I'm sorry. Everyone has their cell phone. I don't like this.
Everyone has their cell phone.
Okay. Yeah. I will give you like an hour, maybe two, because you may have it on silent and doing something. But for 24 hours, no, ma'am, I will not have that. That is, don't, whatever excuse you give me is a bold face lie. Everyone is on their phone.
I don't know. I think 24, it depends. Sometimes I like to kind of let the messages roll in and do a big push at the end of the day where I respond to everything because I'm like, it's stressing me out. But if it's like, urgent, I think you should respond.
Like, I can understand it can be overwhelming, but I think even a simple like, hey, I'm out and about doing this, I'll be able to respond better later. Lord knows I'm an anxious person and I still respond within a timely fashion.
That's true. Sometimes I've been bad about responding to you. Are you shouting me out right now?
No. But I will say I just got back from Florida. And I was like freaking out because I wasn't aware of the level of weather that was happening in New York. So my friend Christy was like, aren't you glad you're not home right now? I'm like, what are you talking about? And she starts sending me all these texts about the floods. And so I start panicking on my trip. I was like, oh God, I'm going to come home and my apartment's going to be a pool.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. That's a classic Blair thing that also needs to retire in October, is to not get overly anxious over something that you, one, have no control over, nor do you know what is happening.
That would be a huge one to retire. I feel like that's a hard one to kick.
But I do want to ask you a question. I want you to kind of rate my acting abilities, if you will.
Okay. Why, sending in a self-tape? What's going on?
So while I was in Orlando, it was my friend Ashley's 40th birthday.
Okay.
The day before, we were trying to get all the supplies without her knowing it, because we stayed in like a giant multi-bedroom hotel room. So we were trying to do everything secretly. So the day before, while we were all at the pool, we were going to sneak away and go get like the stuff from the grocery store, the cake, the supplies, everything. So we were trying to think of a way to leave the pool without making it obvious.
Okay.
So I come up with this great idea. Okay. I was just like, okay, my dad is classically having trouble with Facebook, his website, his email, like literally everything. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I have to step away and get on my computer and help him for an hour or two. Mm-hmm. So I told Tony, who was with me on the trip, was like, okay, I have an idea. Okay. When I get to the pool, I'm going to wait about 10 minutes and then I'm going to fake a phone call from my dad. And I'm going to go through this whole conversation where I'm trying to help him log into his email that he has no access to. And then I'm going to be like, Tony, can you come help me with this? And we'll go up to the quote unquote hotel room to help him. And we'll be back in like an hour. Now, I thought this through like a crazy person. So what I did was, I was like, if she walks by and sees I'm talking on my phone, but doesn't see like a number or something on the screen, it's going to be shady. So what I did was I called the voicemail for bad behavior. And I had a full one-sided conversation that I'm going to play for you now. And I want you to, because Tony was like, it sounded so fake. And I was like, no, I was giving a performance.
Oh yeah, this is amazing.
So I'm going to play it for you now. Okay, the POV, I am poolside having a great time. And I'm like, oh no, my dad's calling. Hold on, let me take this. Okay, so now this.
From Florida. Okay.
This is from Florida. So this is the one-sided conversation.
Hey, it's me. Well, when you go to,
I'm pausing.
Yeah, this is good.
Because I'm listening for him to talk, in quotes.
Yeah.
Go to log in.
Oh, he's cutting you off.
Yeah, I'm getting frustrated. Can you hear it in my voice?
L-O-G as in go.
No, your dad would know. I know. You're spelling log in to your dad. No, that's part's not believable.
No, my dad's hard of hearing. This is accurate.
.com. Tony, do you remember on the page? Okay, so you know
what? Now I'm involving Tony. I'm just
Tony,
like, oh,
that's
Tony,
good.
When he would type in.
I hate to be like this, it's a little boring, so it's believable.
Thank you. But Tony said he was just like, no, I could tell that you were acting, so it came across very fake.
Well, maybe we should tell the bad behavior listeners, in case you had to fake a phone call, definitely feel free to call our number.
But in my defense, Ashley, when we were like the next day, I was like, did you know my call was fake? And she was like, I didn't even know you took a call. So I crushed it.
We have another listener conundrum episode today that we're so excited to dive into.
We were inundated with calls. Everyone needs our help.
Everyone needs our help. We had such a fun time doing the episode a few weeks ago, so we want you to do another one. And again, if you're listening right now being like, oh my gosh, I forgot to call in, definitely feel free to call in. We'll do these probably like once a month. So call us, let us know your morally questionable story, and we will deem you good or bad. So should we kick it off?
Yes, absolutely.
My sophomore year of college, I lived with these four other girls at this shitty off-campus house, and some of us knew each other from high school, and then one of the girls was my random roommate from the dorm. So we all had some history. We had gone out together freshman year. We were having fun. But, you know, college gets the best of us sometimes, and one of these girls, let's call her Sarah, who I knew from high school, so I'd known her for like 6 years, she really went off the deep end in college in terms of partying and being reckless. So when we lived together sophomore year, she had just joined a sorority and like literally all hell broke loose in the home. She would come home completely blacked out, so wasted, leave the front door totally open, leave the back door unlocked. Like she would, it was unsafe. And then she would make food or have food, and the kitchen would look like a bomb went off. I really don't know what the fuck she was doing, but like ketchup from her fucking fries or whatever would literally be smeared all over the walls and shit, and it was absolutely disgusting. She was a terrible roommate and probably the dirtiest person I've ever met in my life. Like messy, always losing stuff, truly unwell. And my roommate, my other roommates and I, we tried to talk to her about it and she would like freak out on us and get all defensive. And it was just like not a super pleasant living situation by second semester, sophomore year. And we were not living together junior year. We had already decided that. So one day she texts us and is like freaking out because she lost her ID and her checkbook. Also like that we had to write fucking checks for rent in college is hilarious that they trusted us that shit. Anyway, and so if we had seen it, you know, could we give it to her? She really needed it for something that week or whatever. So I'm like, fucking classic Sarah. And maybe a couple of days later, I'm cleaning up the kitchen and I find her ID and her checkbook sitting under, you know, some papers in a drawer. I'm staring at them thinking about everything that has transpired the last year and how she made me feel. And I threw that shit right in the trash. I was fed up and ultimately, you know, those items were replaceable. It would just be very inconvenient for her. So it's not like I, you know, damaged her property or whatever. I just fucking threw it away and I would do it again. I would absolutely do it again. No regrets. Because she was a terrible roommate and I had had enough.
First of all, can I just say the maniacal laugh? Terrifying. Have you had a terrible roommate?
Oh, of course. I've had the worst roommates ever. Lots of them. I've had also amazing roommates. But it was never in this, like no one was doing anything that made me feel unsafe. I've never, I've wanted to do way other things, but like in my wheelhouse of revenge, it's to make you feel socially isolated and a loser.
So very classically high school.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where okay. I was taught.
I mean, there may have been a few times where, so I am a neat freak. So the fact that this girl was, did she say that they were smearing ketchup on the wall?
Yeah, that's disturbing because that looks like blood when you come downstairs.
Well, and also too, do you have this thing, like whenever I eat french fries and I dip them in ketchup, and if I get a little ketchup on my fingers, it bothers me because the smell on my fingers, so I have to clean it off. I don't like the smell of ketchup. I enjoy the taste, but not the smell, especially when it's on my fingers. Is that relatable?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, so that's how I feel.
I mean, it would really piss me off. It would really piss me off if someone was leaving the door open at night, because that is like, that's classic amazing for a killer. I guess my question is, I wish obviously we could get the listener on the line, because mm-hmm. I always say, did it really teach a lesson? Like, what was the aftermath? Like, did this girl really like learn from that?
That's what I want to know.
I know. I think like, well, for me, I'm like, the idea of going to the DMV and getting a new ID. What a headache. What a headache. I don't even know how to get a new checkbook.
Well, and one thing to think about is too, well, again, we would need the caller on this, but like, this could have even escalated the situation. Because had it gotten back to this roommate that she had thrown her stuff away, oh, if it were me, I would be, you know, ketchup on the walls, mustard on the walls. I would put dirty shoes in her bed that I walked through like dog feces through. Like I would get even tenfold.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna say this.
Okay.
You leave a door open and unlocked multiple times, and you're smearing ketchup on the walls, all bets are off. Your shit's going on the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think, I don't know if I would do that, but I probably my anger would be like, it's so incredibly rude. You just are not thinking about how much you could be murdered with a door wide open at night with a house full of college roommates. That's mm-hmm. that's class. That's literally.
I've seen that movie like 12 times.
That's different just variations. Happened last year. And so I'm hoping, if I could guess, I'm hoping this girl maybe had a come to, can you even say come to, I don't know, whatever she believed in moment.
Come to Mother Nature moment.
Come to Mother Nature moment where she was at the line in the DMV, probably hungover, right? She's in college. And ruining the day that she is misplacing her possessions. And maybe she learned a lesson. And ultimately, she threw it in the trash. She didn't throw it in the street. She didn't give this girl identity theft. Now, that would have been bad. And on a check, you do have a lot of kind of routing. I feel like you kind of
see that
on those checks. So that's why I say it's at least in the garbage. She didn't put it in the street for someone else to find and like mm-hmm. take her money. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say good behavior. It's crazy behavior. But I'm in a crazy little mood. So okay. I know. Behavior today.
So I hear you and I reject what you're saying. Only because, like, I am a neat freak. I hate mess. But one of my biggest fears is, like, someone stealing my identity or taking all my money. Like, that's scary to me. So her just throwing it away in the trash, if she was going to do it, I wish she would have at least put it in, like, a little baggie and sealed it up real tight so no one could find it. Or maybe cut her license up or black out the routing number, right. You know, because she's in college, so she probably doesn't have a lot of money. And I know she's, you know, being a terrible roommate. But, I mean, this feels too harsh of a lesson. I feel like it's...
Really?
Yeah, it really does. At the very least, I would have, like...
But she had multiple conversations with this girl.
I mean, I...
Can I say this? Wait, really quick. Can I say this? One time I went to a summer camp.
Okay.
And there were three girls living in this room next to me.
Yeah.
And two girls and this one girl didn't get along. So it was like 2v1.
Yeah.
This one girl... Okay, shout out to this product that I feel like doesn't exist anymore. This one girl was so mad. The other two girls, again, this is a week-long summer camp, so things were escalating quickly. Mm-hmm. She put, like, literally, like, movie style Nair in their shampoo and conditioner. Nair is what you put on your body to have all your hair fall
off. Oh, yeah.
They smelled their shampoo, and they were like, this does not smell like our shampoo. And so they didn't put it in their hair, and the girl was like, I'm sorry, I did put Nair in your shampoo and conditioner to have all your hair fall out. I think that's way worse behavior than throwing out an ID. Having all my hair fall out? That's going to be a longer recovery than going to the DMV.
No, you can buy a Sherry Shepherd wig. I'm telling you, those things are toit.
Blair, I'm sorry. What is going on with you today? You think that throwing an ID away is worse than putting Nair in someone's...
Nair and a checkbook. Yes. Because you can get, like, they can clear out your check account.
You're being a man.
I'm being logical. No, I think it's bad behavior.
Okay, this is why, unfortunately, I'm going to have to do a little bit of a lesson as a woman today.
Okay.
One, we're a population that loves to be murdered, famously. Leaving doors open and doing that kind of stuff is so... Identity theft, spoiler alert, is not as bad as being murdered. Okay? You can recover from identity theft. You're done once you're dead. Famous quote, you're done once you're dead.
Right. I've
Number
heard
two,
that.
Nair for a girl to have all of her hair fall out. Like, my hair length probably has taken me upwards of 3 years to grow.
Okay,
out.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the story.
For you to say that putting Nair and having all your hair fall out versus losing an ID, which happens a lot. You can be drunk and lose an ID. Not that many.
Well, it's not so much the ID. I'm worried about the checkbook.
I know, but even a checkbook, like, you just shut down that bank account. And here's the thing, Blair. We're going to have to come to a decision.
I will just say good behavior.
Oh my God, amazing. Okay, so listener, you have officially been deemed good behavior. So we have a reward today. And again, these are rewards that I've written for Blair to read that are ultimately humiliating. And he is going to be reading your and his reward today.
All right, so listener, this is your reward. Wow, you seem like an incredible person. The kind of person I would love to be friends with. Actually, more than friends. I'd love to be roommates. So why don't you come move in with me? Don't worry, rent's on me. My address is... Come over anytime. I'll leave the door unlocked. But yeah, congratulations. Come on over. My apartment is not flooded. I just Febreze the couch, so come on over.
Okay, we have another listener that we are going to be reading. And this listener sent one in via text.
Okay.
So I am going to be reading this aloud. This is a story about me and my sister, and we need help determining which one of us acted in good behavior and which was bad.
Okay.
So my sister and I are best friends, and I was finishing grad school in Baltimore, and she lived in D.C. She had lived alone in D.C. for several years. Because of COVID, she decided to move to Baltimore to live with me. In all of her preparation to move here, she changed her dating app location to Baltimore. By the time she moved in, she had a first date lined up for a couple days later. Mm-hmm. The day of the date, I asked her to send me his address. First date in COVID times, so they just went to his apartment. In case I need to save her, especially since she just moved to the city and has a bad sense of directions. She sent it. An hour or so into the date, while I'm at my boyfriend's house, she texts me, I like him. And I immediately respond, OMG, tell me more. And she didn't respond. As the night goes on, I wait further updates and they never come. Once it's around 10 p.m., I am texting her, no responses. For context, my sister has an Apple Watch and she is not one to not check her phone for extended periods of time. 11 p.m. rolls around and I still don't have any update. So I start calling her. No answer. 11:30 rolls around. I start to cry, convinced that this man has drugged her. Midnight rolls around and I'm sobbing. 12:30 comes around and my boyfriend says we should go to the address and make sure she's okay. I said we can do that if there are still no updates by 1 a.m. Well, come 1 a.m., my boyfriend and I get in the car. I'm such a mess. Okay, this is funny. Okay, I am such a mess that I fart in front of my boyfriend for the first time ever as we drive to the apartment. I like this detail. Okay, add some context. It's a fancy apartment building, so we can't get in. But there's a call box. We find his name and call it three times. On the third ring, still no answer. But then my phone is ringing and my sister is calling me. Apparently the guy could tell that I was calling, so she ran to get her phone, left in the other room with her Apple Watch while they were hooking up and then fell asleep and saw millions of missed calls and texts from me. She assured me she's great and I angrily left. So I want to know, was I in the wrong? My sister would argue that she lived alone for many years, so she wasn't used to having a roommate check in with her during dates and thought the one text early on was enough reassurance. I think it's a common sense that your sister slash new roommate would be concerned about you going to a stranger's house for a first date in a brand new city, and I expected a text saying that she was spending the night there and that my initial concern and request for his address conveyed my concerns. What do we think? Wow. This is a classic conundrum. I've actually had many a friend sort of have a similar situation where they either said like, they'll say like, text me when you get home, and then they don't, or like, stuff like that. And then sometimes things escalate where the friend has gone to the apartment to check and make sure they're okay.
No, I don't think she's out of line for going to check on her by any means, because when I was in California last year with a friend of mine, there was this guy that was like sliding into my DMs and he was like, we should go out to dinner. And I was like, okay. He was like, I'll pick you up. Immediately, I felt nervous. So I turned on Find My Phone or
Find My Friends,
and I added her to my phone. So I was like, I'm adding you on this just to be safe because I don't know this guy from Adam.
I think this is a classic miscommunication, right? You know, it's like some people are like, oh, communicating is I'll send one text. I think as a roommate, I definitely do like if you're like, I'm going to spend the night somewhere, because I am the type of roommate that I'm going to be like, wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh my gosh, they're not home or whatever it is. And I think as the roommate, you feel a lot of responsibility to be like, I'm the one that like is checking in. And also it's her sister. So yeah. Like, I think that's another level, right?
Oh, for sure.
Also with the context of like this person to her is the type of person that's checking their phone. And like if it's like, oh, this is classic them, you know, they're kind of like bad about responding. But like,
well, and the thing that's
and that's an amazing sister. I want to say this. You're in good behavior because you're really showing how much of an amazing sister you are that you would go and also fart in the car with your boyfriend. Humiliating. Yeah. At 1 a.m.
But the thing that is also like listening to her story, the thing that stood out to me is she was like, oh, I think I really like him. Really? Tell me more. I mean, she literally just like responded back to her saying, tell me more, and then no response.
I mean, I will say tell me more. No offense to our listener. I think that's kind of crazy. Like your friend's obviously not going to no one's going to tell you more while on the date because you don't want to be texting on your phone on a date.
But she could have easily just been like, I can't right now. I'll call you tomorrow.
If it's a random person from a dating app and it's a first date and you're going to stay over, I do think it's good for a roommate, especially if you're close, to be like, hey, heads up. I think I'm going to stay over here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think your sister's in the wrong, especially if you guys were kind of like turning on your location and kind of like, I'm a little nervous. I think like obviously if it was a first date and you guys had mutuals or you'd met them somewhere, like that's maybe slightly different. But like even to go to a date's apartment on a first date that's from a dating app is scary. I think this is still good behavior on my end from the point of view of who wrote in.
Yeah. Good well, behavior. And right now that's all that matters because we don't have the other person's point of view. So I'm saying right. Good behavior as well.
Wow. Okay, listener, you've officially been deemed good behavior. I hope that your sister that was her true love, because that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. To meet your sister's new like lover via their like buzzer camera as you're ringing, being like, "Are you killing my sister?" Okay. That's an iconic.
And you know,
way
the image is probably just all forehead with her eyes just darting forward. So it's like
whoa. Her and her boyfriend like let us in.
Which honestly, I'm gonna say is probably a good way, because he's like, you know what, I'm not gonna fuck with her. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Blair, I have another.
This is kind of the reverse of last time, because right out the bat we had two bad ones. Now we're having two good ones. So we're entering October in a positive note.
Yeah, we really are. Okay. All right, whenever you're ready, this is the reward for our listener.
Did our listener give their name?
No.
So I'm going to give this listener a name, because I want to feel this connection with you, because you're such a good person. So I'm going to say Sylvia. Congratulations, Sylvia. The behavior you demonstrated was, in my book, exemplary. And as a preacher's son, my book is the only one that matters. Because my book is the Bible. And a Bible quote I live by, one that I actually have a poster of that hangs right above my bed. And it's a tiny poster, just when I caveat this, because I do live in a hole. But that's neither here nor there. And it fits this situation perfectly. It's the following. Proverbs 21:19. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. God, I love that one. And Sylvia, I hope you do too.
Wow.
It's actually in calligraphy.
That really fits the situation well.
With doves.
How did you feel when you said that your book was the only one that mattered? Did you feel good?
Oh, I mean, I think that's an accurate statement. You know, it's the B-I-B-L-E. That's Bible.
Well, should we do one last conundrum today?
Absolutely. Let's go to our voicemail and see what we have.
So I have an assistant who likes to call in sick all the time and be lazy all the time. So the one full week she decided to be at work, she got absolutely nothing accomplished. So when she went to lunch, I opened her Stanley cup and put two drops of Visine in it. So she was in the bathroom the rest of the afternoon. Because, I mean, if you're going to fake being sick, I'm going to make you sick. So it's probably morally wrong, but whatever. She's a hoe. Bye.
Wow. Okay. What is Visine? I'm Googling.
Visine for your eyes.
I'm going to Google what happens if you eat Visine.
Apparently, it's a thing. If you put two squirts, it gives you the shits.
Can I read what Google says?
Yeah, tell me.
Swallowing even small amounts can lead to seizures, cardiovascular collapse, and coma. Look, a news article. Eye drops are suspected as the poisoning agent in a South Carolina death. And I don't want to be like this. This woman sounded like she was from the South. We might have a killer on our hands.
Listener, I'm clutching my pearls as we speak. First of all, this is scaly. Second of all, we might get to be part of a true crime podcast, because we just like released the story to the public.
This podcast has gone true crime. Okay, wait. Really quick. It's kind of crazy if you could eat something. It could kill you, but if it goes in your eye, it's okay. Because that's kind of going inside your body anyways.
Yeah.
I think, okay. Well, what I want to say
is Sterling is trembling right now in fear.
Okay, one, I want to say this.
Okay.
Working is really dumb. Being an assistant sounds like a really hard job. And
finally saying it.
You know, it sounds like a job that's like really hard to have motivation to do? Be an assistant. Okay, so the fact that this assistant is barely doing any work, I get it. I think it sounds like maybe you're a manager, which is scary that you're trying to poison your assistant.
Yeah.
Why don't you just fire her?
Yeah.
You could just fire her instead of poisoning. Don't do that. Don't do that. It sounds like this girl really doesn't want to be working, and you could help her out by literally firing her and therefore letting her get an employment. That is huge. No one wants to be an assistant, okay? Anyone that says they want to be an assistant, that's a joke, okay? They want to do that to get somewhere else, you know? That sucks. That's one of the worst jobs to have. You're getting someone's coffee. You're answering the phone. That's stressful. And no one wants to be doing that. So the fact she doesn't want to be doing that, that makes sense. And I think she came into the office. Her one break her one break a day is eating that sandwich. In that sandwich, you try to poison her. You tried to poison her. That's not good. That's not good. I think, you know what you could do? Okay, I'm going to give the listener another pitch. One, I say would my main advice would just be let this poor woman go, because that's actually what you could do. You could just fire them if they're not doing their job. But if you're like, I really want to get revenge and maybe, I don't know, maybe she's, I'm going to give this woman the benefit of the doubt. Maybe this assistant is like the big CEO's daughter, real nepo baby, and that she can't fire her, you know, for some reason. Why don't you just do this? This is one that's really mean too. This one's cruel. Because the lunch is very important in corporate America, because it's the only time you kind of have a twinkle in your eye again. You know this woman loves her sandwich. You go to where, like, maybe she orders it online to get picked up. Okay, it's a classic thing. Because when I was working in corporate America, I would go to the Chop, to the Sweetgreen, and there's like a whole thing of bags, and you just grab your thing that you ordered. Why don't you go there? You take this one sandwich. You just take it. And or maybe swap sandwiches. And she opens it at her desk and she's like, what the hell? This is just full of Brussels sprouts. That would really ruin my day. Sandwich only Brussels sprouts. And then she's just like in a bad mood. But don't poison. Don't poison your employees.
I gotta say.
This is so crazy. How do we react to poison?
I gotta say, I...
all of a sudden you're saying throwing an ID in the trash, not bad at all.
I gotta say...
We should
get
this woman on our live show.
Okay.
This is absolutely crazy.
I gotta say, now I've heard of this, I guess, now it's a felony, but...
this is a felony. You can't be poisoning people.
Right, but no, I'm saying I've heard of this joke... quote unquote, for years, where people would do it and it would just kind of create a rumbly and you're tumbly, and then you'd have to go to the bathroom and be in there for a while. So I've heard about it for years, but then once you Googled and found out what it can actually do to you, because initially I was going to be like, oh, that's funny, haha, whatever. But the fact that now you could actually kill someone with two drops of Visine in your mouth is so scary and insane to me. And also just hearing her tell the story, she had a gruffness in her voice that you know
she is a strict... She even called this woman a hoe. And I want to say this, we're not using that language.
Yeah, I think everything is stacked against this woman. So I am just going to say that she is definitely bad behavior, if not a criminal.
Yeah, this actually might be our most criminal story we've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we want to say, obviously, we love all our listeners. So
thank you for calling in.
Your bad behavior. And I hope that
you were so bad.
Reform. You can reform. And
I'll say this. I hope your assistant is alive and like has a better job now.
I know. Let that girl go.
Let her go. Let her go.
I'd always say this. Break up with me. Okay. Break up with me instead of kill me.
Yeah.
Please break up with me if you just want to kill me.
Right.
And this is a similar situation, okay? Just fire them if you want to kill them. Just fire them instead of killing them. You don't have to resort to that. There's so many other options. And if there's one thing I came into this world, it's just to remind people you could break up with somebody instead of kill them, and you could fire them instead of kill them.
That's beautiful. I want that on a pillow, Sterling.
You want that above your bed.
I want that above my bed next to my... nagging wife sign.
Yeah, so I guess, listener, I know this can be a shock. You've been officially deemed bad behavior. And this one was bad. This was criminal.
They were coming in hot. They knew it was bad. I think they just needed to hear it from two celebrities. So there you go. You are bad. So because you've been deemed bad, now Sterling has to read something that's considered a punishment to her. I think it's delightful. So before I send it to you, I need to caveat this. My dad loves to tell dumb jokes. Sterling doesn't like poop humor.
Blair, you already did this to me.
So when you combine poop humor with a dumb joke, Sterling's head will explode. So right now, I actually called my dad. I was like, Dad, tell me a dumb joke. And he told me one. So I would like for you to read it, but not only read it. Read it with joy in your voice and so much excitement to tell such a hilarious joke.
Okay, listener, this is your punishment. This joke. Did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
I didn't.
He worked it out with a pencil. It's not even that good. It doesn't really make sense.
What do you mean?
You know what you could say? This is funnier. I'm going to do this. I'm going to punch up this joke.
Okay.
Okay? Did you hear about the constipated mathematician? Well, he had to use his protractor to get that one out. That's better. That's better. Mic drop. I came up with that right now.
But a protractor is for it's for measuring.
Yeah, but like protracting. You have to, like,
no,
the word protractor is like
sense.
Pulling something out.
That doesn't
out.
Make sense. At least with the pencil, you can write down the problem and just be like, okay, carry the
no,
one.
A protractor, dude, that's classic math.
Yeah, but you and use also, that for measuring. And this is just a mathematician. He's just adding. He's adding, multiplying,
no,
and subtracting.
No. Okay, it looks like the word protractor isn't what I thought it meant. Damn.
Can I see what it
protractor
means?
Protractor actually says.
What does it mean?
It's actually says it's process of making something longer. I thought protractor was like extract. Okay, well, let's be honest. I didn't ace the SAT, but it sounds correct. So I'm going to still say that joke's better.
Okay, well, please use that the next time you do stand up. Please, please, for me.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, subscribe, send friends. We are going to have some amazing more guests coming on in the next few weeks, but we'll do another one of these episodes in a month. So definitely feel free to call us. The number is in our episode description and on our Instagram. And Blair?
Yes.
We end every episode.
In song. No, 5, 6, 7, 8.
7, 8. And one, two.
It's you were
bad. You know what we should bring back?
What?
Acapella.
No.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?